It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe. We got a low pressure system and a northeast breeze. We got a falling barometer, a rising seas. We got the cumulonimbus nimbus and a possible gale. We got a force nine blowing on the Beaufort scale.
Happy Wednesday, everyone. This is not our normal day to come to you, but there's a lot of weather to talk about. So we're here with a bonus edition ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington, and we're going to talk about the bomb cyclone that just hit southern Oregon. Yes, that's really what it's called, and how that's affecting our weather here. First, it looks like a smorgasbord of everything in the forecast. Cliff, how is it shaping up?
Well, we've had everything pretty much the last 24 hours or so. It's getting quieter now. We had this extraordinary cyclone that went into southern Oregon, northern California, bringing winds of 90 miles per hour in some places. That's moved through. And as a result of that low going south of us and high pressure with cold air to the north, we have this big change in pressure over us that's bringing in cold northerly flow. So we have winds in some places gusting up to 30, 40 miles per hour, even more near Bellingham. So it'll be breezy in some places. We have some strong easterly flow towards the foothills. And today we'll generally see a lot of sun. Temperatures only getting up into the mid-40s, no more than that. And for the next 2 days, you can expect lots of sun, dry conditions, kind of breezy, and temperatures only getting up into the low 40s. So that's the story for the next few days. It'll be good through Saturday, and then another system is approaching us from the southwest on Sunday morning. Now that's where we have to worry. We'll have cold air in place, and this system won't have a lot of moisture, but it is possible there might be a little bit of light snow in southwest Washington down towards Oregon. Now, we have to watch this very carefully. There's a lot of uncertainty, but there is the possibility of that.
And that can be quite dangerous. We saw a major accident in Spokane with some snow coming down yesterday.
That's right. People should not forget what happened yesterday in Spokane. Around 1 o'clock, temperatures were cool and a squall line with some snow. It only dropped like a half an inch or so. But people were too close, people were going too fast, and about 120 cars were involved in about 40 accidents that closed down I-90 for a while. So a little bit of light snow can reduce visibility and can cause slippery conditions very, very fast. So on Sunday, when we might have a little bit of snow floating around, people have to be very careful.
Now, back to the bomb cyclone. Before it hit, people were saying it would be historic, these really strong winds. How did it pan out in the end?
Well, you know, it depends what you mean by historic, but the winds gusted on the coast to 60, 70 miles per hour, and in some exposed hills, about 90 miles per hour. So it was pretty strong. It was historic in the sense it was unusual. We get a storm of that kind of intensity roughly once a year in the Northwest. So it's unusual, but we get them every year, something like this someplace. But what was unusual was where it came from. This storm came from the west, not the south or the southwest. Very unusual direction. And it developed very, very rapidly. We rarely see this kind of bomb-like development off our coast. It went from nothing, virtually nothing, 24 hours before, to a full-blown system where the central pressure was 969 millibars. That's very, very low. We don't see those kind of storms very often. Another issue was the forecasting. We had this storm 3 or 4 days ahead of time. The forecasting skill was very, very good. So there's a lot of very interesting aspects of this event.
And the effects of it continue with the pressure causing these winds all the way up into the Fraser River Valley, you said.
That's right. There's a strong pressure difference across the Fraser River Valley. We call it the Fraser Gap. So strong winds from the northeast are pummeling the area north of Bellingham, and the strong winds will spread over the San Juans and down to the northern part of the Olympic Peninsula. Strong easterly winds are pushing up on the Cascades on the eastern side, and there's some snow showers there. And the other thing is Southern California. The cold air, as it pushes over us, that causes the jet stream to move south. And Southern California is going to get hit really hard by wind and very heavy rain. Some places will get 2 to 4 inches there from Los Angeles down to San Diego, with the potential for slides and all kinds of other problems.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. Lots to contend with. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, Bellamy.
Professor Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every Friday normally about the weather. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.